Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest will be Liberty Bernal. This episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Better, and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. In the February issue out today, Franchise Dictionary takes a deep dive into food franchises. You can check that out right now at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Okay, today on the Franchise Spotlight, I'm pleased to welcome back to the show Liberty Bernal. She's the author of the new book, Let's Do This, Live Your Most Happy, Healthy, and Balanced Life. And she's a brand new podcaster. We're going to find out about that today, too. Hey, Liberty, how are you?
Hey, Jack, I'm doing well. Thank you.
I want to hear all about the new book. But first, for some of our folks who may not have met you in the past or heard you on a previous episode of Social Geek, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's important to know the story either way because it definitely ties into this book. But I am, I guess you can call me a lifer in the franchise industry, but coinciding with lifer in the fitness industry. So as a teenager, I became very interested in fitness just personally and very quickly entered into one of my first jobs, which was working in a gym. And by the age of 17, I became a trainer. And at the age of 18, became a franchisee of Curves with my family. Yeah. And we grew a couple of locations. We sold those. And then I started my own, what was supposed to be just my little studio called Liberty Fitness. Mm-hmm. And before I knew it, we, being my family and I, had franchised Liberty Fitness at my ripe old age of 21 and grew it to about 65 locations in under 2 years and sold it. Wow. So it was, just fast forward into franchising for me, but still, you know, obviously had that passion, not just in fitness, but specifically women's fitness. Mm-hmm. So I was fortunate enough to learn from the private equity company that bought Liberty Fitness. I stayed on board and continued to work with them for a few years and then branched off into the world of franchise coaching and consulting. I worked with a number of different companies across all types of verticals, not just fitness, but found myself back into fitness full-time by about 2013 when my daughter was born. I have a six-year-old now. And I guess that's kind of the gist of it. Just, you know, stayed in that franchising and fitness world and have gained a lot of excellent knowledge in both. And that's what has brought me here today.
It feels like there's this natural connection between being a franchise coach and a fitness coach. Do you feel that?
I do feel that, actually. There's a lot of similarities. And the irony, too, that we've seen that I just met with a brand new client today who is what I thought was once going to be a hybrid client, but I'm finding that my typical client is someone who needs both health, wellness, fitness, nutrition coaching, and business coaching, because there are so many, you know, new entrepreneurs out there, both as franchisees and doing their own thing. So it definitely goes hand in hand. It's life, right? Being a business owner impacts all areas of your life, including your health.
And how would you describe yourself if you had to give somebody an elevator pitch about what it is that you do? What do you typically tell people?
So I typically tell people that I am a coach. It is a coach of all things. So my specialty is working with women in fitness, nutrition, and wellness, and mindset. A lot of it is mindset, Jack. That's where it all begins. But because of my business background and having been in franchising now for decades, I do also coach young, I don't want to say young age-wise, but someone who's newer in business is typically my client to help them either get started or take their next step.
And I like that you are talking about mindset when it comes to franchising and business and that kind of thing. And that's really where you start the book. I see the book here. I'm about halfway through. It's in four sections. And the the first two sections that I'm through are mindset and fitness. So it's interesting that you started with mindset before someone even gets to fitness. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So I have found that before we can embark on a new journey, and specifically we're talking about our health goals, we need to understand what has either hindered us in the past or what's preventing us from taking that first step. And it all boils down to mindset. So, you know, again, my specialty has been women. We tend to be emotional. Men can be too, of course, but there's a lot of things.
Who are you calling emotional? We're not emotional.
Right? So just two parts to that mindset chapter being first. One was I wanted to be very clear in setting a tone in the book that A, I'm going to understand how you feel and where you're coming from, but B, we need to have some tough love and set some very clear, almost boundaries around ourselves of, no matter what, I have these goals, but I have to understand how to overcome these mindset challenges. And also, you know, it's part of it's in goal setting as well. And so much of goal setting has to do with, you know, organization and, you know, staying positive and what's in our heads. So I really wanted to help the reader, men and women, overcome some of the obstacles we put in front of ourselves just because. Things like excuses and, you know, maybe we were hung up on something from our past. Let's move past that. And then we can talk about the details when it comes to fitness, nutrition, and wellness.
Because if you don't have some of those things, and I'm not saying totally cured or fixed in your mind, but if you don't have those things, at least
sorted.
Yeah, there you go. Sorted is a good way to put it. You're not going to succeed with your fitness and your wellness and other health areas, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's things like there's sections in each chapter of the book, and it's anything from just believing that you can succeed. There's a little section that's talking about if, you know, you have to believe completely and wholeheartedly that you can accomplish these goals and find other people who will believe in you and support you too, to things like finding a mentor, you know, in different parts of your life. Mm. So mindset, you know, kind of covers a bunch of things, but I think those are just huge to focus on first. I talked a little bit about being emotional, half joking, of course, but I would have to say that most of my friends and family who've reached out to me as they start reading the book have reached out partway through the mindset chapter, sometimes in tears, to say, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I needed right now. It's what I needed to read. It's what I or hear if they're listening to it, because I'm not going to get anywhere with my goals if I don't get these all right first. So I'm glad that's the reaction, right? But you know, part of this book too, Jack, is it is a brain dump. And as you are reading, you can tell it's in my voice. It's pretty casual. There's some science in there from my research, but the idea is to be real. So that realness is coming from me and sharing some stories about my own past, to being real in terms of, okay, you know, stop doing all the things you've done in the past when you failed. It's time to get real and accomplish your goals.
Yeah. And on the subject of being real, I was pleasantly surprised how actually personal this book was. You know, so many books like this, whether it's about fitness or business or anything else, it's just, you know, kind of a laundry list of somebody shouting at you of the things that you need to do. But you took a different mm-hmm. approach here. You really came at it from, you know, telling your story, and it got very personal. And, you know, you described yourself at one point as a crazy chick. And I got to tell you, I've known you for, you know, 10 years now, probably through franchising. And I had no idea that you were a crazy chick. I really, you know, you always appear like somebody who really had your stuff together, but, compared to so many other people in franchising, but you know, you really told a very personal story there. And I think that makes everything else you're talking about, especially in the mindset area. I think that really resonates more since you did tell a lot of very personal details.
Yeah, I took a page out of Brené Brown's book, and I think everyone now is using the word vulnerable a lot more than ever, right?
Yeah.
But you know, there was a part of me, and in, you know, the opening, you know, section of this book where I, you know, explain my crazy chickness, you know, I had very much what Brené Brown described as her own, you know, breakdown. I was in a similar spot, and for different reasons, but I thought there is power in sharing that, because my whole life, you know, and I actually just had a phone call the other day with someone who said, "Liberty, you've led this charmed life." And, you know, bless her heart, I appreciate that's what I'm portraying, but it's not been blessed. I've had a lot of hardships, as we all do. But I think there's something about, again, going, getting real to start off by explaining, like, hey, I've been through shit too. Sorry, can I say that?
Oh, but yeah,
I've been
absolutely.
Through it too. Okay. You know, we all have these difficult things, whether it's health problems, you know, divorce, financial distress, you know, all those. I've had all of them and then some. So I thought I would share that too in being more real. And that was my promise in this book. But I think that just helps tell the story and it's more relatable. But I do have to say that once I hit the publish button, because I am self-published and using Amazon, I did that, you know, that vulnerability came in full effect. I mean, yeah. My stomach was turning for days. I felt like, oh my gosh, what have I done? I just put myself out there. But hopefully in doing that, it will be helpful. That is my ultimate goal of this book, is to help others. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I think you're well on your way. I know you've got a lot of other things going in life and in business. And kind of going into that, one of the things in the book that really stood out to me was you described yourself as having say yes to everything disease. Tell me about that.
Yes, I think many people suffer from this disease. It is literally saying yes to everything and everyone, as you know, a people pleaser, as I can do anything. I mean, fortunately, I've got some confidence and I want to think I can do everything and do it all. But I have learned by saying yes too often that that in fact is a horrible disease to have. And of course, I'm joking about it being a disease. But yeah, for many, many, many years of my life, I didn't say no. I thought that I would disappoint. I thought I would let people yeah. down, but all I ended up doing was a million things very half-ass and
yeah.
you know, maybe giving, you know, 50 things, 5% of me. I don't think that percentage adds up, but you know what I mean?
we'll say 20 so things. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. There you go. But once I've learned, and I think many people learn this, you know, as we get older, I'm approaching 40. And when I got into business, I was approaching 20. I'm a very, very different person now through all the learning lessons. And it was the worst times that made me the strongest and where I learned the most. So, you know, saying no to someone doesn't mean, I think I wrote in the book, it doesn't mean you're giving them the middle finger. It just means that you honor yourself enough to know that you can't give 100% in that situation.
Yeah, so, and also honoring the other things that you've already made a commitment to, or things
yes.
that are really important. I'm the same way. You know, 20 years ago, even less than that, I found myself always saying yes because I was afraid to miss out on an opportunity. You know,
yes.
someone asked me to help with a project. I always thought, wow, that could be a whole new line of work or a whole new thing that I want to get into. And if I, you know, if I don't answer that calling, I could totally miss out on the next big thing. So I think there's something
so
similar there too. And I hit a little milestone birthday recently myself. And I think that's one of the things that I finally realized is if you say yes to everything, you're really watering down what you can do. So
yeah,
kudos on that.
Definitely. Thanks. Thank you. It's interesting, since I learned to say no more often for the right reasons, my opportunities have been better. And, you know, I think sometimes too, as we're navigating how to ask for business and to make a sale, you know, sometimes by telling someone, you know, honestly, I can't give that much, they're willing to pay more for what you can give.
Yeah.
And I think that's something to keep in mind. It, you know, you don't want to turn down an opportunity and it has to do with, you know, the financial opportunity, but it can usually even itself out, right?
Right.
Or you finally get paid what you should be paid by
yeah.
by taking on the right things. So
yeah. And another secret to life that I think we learn after some of these milestones, the customer isn't always right. Let them think they are. But yeah. And I'll give you one more that kind of goes along with your say yes to everything disease. Something else that I think we all need to do when we're saying no is, in most situations, you don't have to explain yourself, you know? And I think that's another part of the disease is, if you say no, now I have to give someone, you know, 50 reasons why and explain everything. And it's yes. like, you know what, outside of your close family and maybe your business partners and maybe some clients, you really don't have to explain a lot to the world anymore.
So. That is so true. I love that you mentioned that. 100% agree.
So let's talk quickly about some of the other sections, including getting into fitness and wellness. It sort of builds on that whole mindset and everything we've talked about so far, right?
Yes, it all builds. And, you know, the order of the chapters is purposeful, with fitness, nutrition, and wellness coming after mindset. And, you know, there's a lot in the book that isn't brand new information. I think I just deliver it maybe in a different way or a little bit more digestible. And there's some details in there to do with things like heart rate and nutrition. There's a lot of detail about supplements and calories and fat and protein and things that might have been confusing. I hope I break it down into a non-confusing way. And then finishing with wellness, that to me, wellness is more the relaxation, the taking time to breathe, the go to the spa, get a massage type of thing. Even down to some tips about how to handle your health and your fitness and nutrition while you're traveling. Because part of wellness is taking breaks, right? And traveling. And I love to travel. I'm quite addicted. And you can still maintain your healthy lifestyle in a, you know, nice and balanced way, even while traveling. So all of those types of topics and more are covered. And again, it's a brain dump, Jack. I tried to organize my brain dump, but it was like everything I've learned, I've got to get into this book in some digestible way. So that's the gist of it.
but it all wraps up nicely. And I can't help to think, because I mean, you know how my brain works. Everything goes back to franchising. So
of course. You know,
you're talking about nutrition and wellness and fitness and how all of those things go with travel. And the whole time I'm reading this, and as I hear you today, I'm thinking, there's a lot of franchise concepts that would really do themselves a favor by getting on board with some of these ideas, because it all fits together.
Absolutely. I mean, you really can't have one without the other. And, you know, I've owned, you know, fitness studios and gyms and fitness franchises myself. And what's interesting is a lot of fitness focused franchises just focus on fitness, which is important. They know what they do well, but, you know, without proper nutrition, your fitness goals, you know, won't really get to where you want them to go. So, a part of the reason I wanted to share these messages too is for that reason. You know, I feel like if there's a member at a gym and they're saying, well, I have this last 10 pounds, it's not going away, got the fitness dialed in, what else can I do? Something like following the guide of this book would help them get there. And that's what I felt was missing in all of the work I've done for 2 decades in franchising, and specifically fitness franchising. I'd always wished that there was, you know, and I call it, this is obviously a book, but I keep calling it a guide, because that's really what it's meant to do, is guide, you know, just whether someone has pounds to lose or none at all, it will guide in that overall, that whole life wellness and health.
Excellent. Well, I will have some links to where people can get access to the book here at socialgeekradio.com. Let's talk about some of your other projects that are going along with that, including a new podcast you're doing. Tell us about that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So Jack, as you know, you were the first person I thought of when I decided to do a podcast. Extremely helpful mentor, much appreciated. I'm starting a podcast, and it is directly in line with the ideas of this book, except rather than just my opinion and my ideas and brain dumping, I'll be interviewing guests who in some way, shape, or form specialize in fitness, nutrition, and wellness, and things to do with mindset. So I'm starting tomorrow in terms of recording. I'll have my first guest on, and then I will have the first podcast launched by next week.
Wow. Very exciting. Where can we find it? Is this going to be on your website or somewhere else?
Yeah, it'll be on my website. It'll actually launch out to a number of platforms. So it'll be on Apple and a laundry list of them, Spotify and things like that too. But I'll definitely have a really clear link and likely a pop-up on my website, which the website is libertybernalfitness.com.
Excellent. We'll be back in just a minute with some more contact information and where you can reach Liberty and maybe if you've got some questions for her. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Better, offering tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules alongside general day-to-day operations and delivering a complete business management solution for small multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better allows users to access and manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile and tablet devices. Learn more about Better at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Liberty, thanks so much for joining us today. And we really look forward to learning more about your journey through the new book and through your podcast and a lot of other things that you've got going on right now. If somebody has some questions for you about any of these things or anything else, where's the best place for them to connect with you?
Sure. I would say equally two places. I am an Instagramaholic, I have to be honest. And I direct message a whole lot of people there. And I share a lot through Instagram. So my new Instagram account is Liberty Bernal Fitness. Really easy to find. There's a Facebook page that mirrors all that information as well. And Liberty at libertybernalfitness.com is my best email.
Excellent. We'll have links there along with the show notes so people can find you easily. Thanks so much. Good luck with all of the new ventures, and we will chat with you again real soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Jack.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.